Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, every day I open my feed and there it is again. Another AI tool, another course, another so-called breakthrough. The code gets smarter, faster, sharper. It's rewriting workflows, reshaping industries, and whether we notice it or not, resetting the pace of human time. This is happening right now in every moment that we are breathing here. But here's the thing, no one wants to say out loud or even silently. Human understanding, human evolution is not evolving at the same speed. I'm not talking about just in policy, not just in governance or our institutions. I'm talking about not even in meaning. In every aspect, human speed of understanding, evolving, perceiving, discerning, I mean every level, it is way behind the speed with which AI is moving ahead. Technology is moving ahead. While algorithms are sprinting forward like rockets, I would say, human systems at the same place are drifting. Sometimes even rolling backward, I would say. And in that quite reversal, we are losing something far more dangerous than productivity or any GDP. We are losing the very essence of being human, our dignity, our clarity, our wisdom, and our presence at the same time. And I'm not saying this as a warning for the future. This is already happening. The speed you and I can't even imagine or measure with any tool or technology. And if you are in this position of power, or any position in the power, anywhere in the world, maybe you are a minister, maybe you are in cabinets, maybe you are a policy maker, a board chair, a CEO, advisor, a founder, entrepreneur, or even an individual who is playing their part wherever they are and trying to do something, or who holds some authority to make even a ounce of difference, this moment concerns you. Because if we don't correct the trajectory now, by trajectory I mean, look, most of the things are already out of control, and the level of derailed effect, I would say, is going to be so devastating and so transformative at the same time. Undeniably true, both facts are moving ahead parallelly. But if we don't correct the trajectory now of our understanding, of our evolution, of our ability to govern, to blend ourselves between technology and our lives, it won't just be a gap between machines and humans anymore. It will be like two rockets heading toward completely different destinies. One will colonize the future, the other will never leave the ground. What I mean when I say soul in governance, I often use this, and I have to use this nowadays quite often. When I have to speak about soul in AI governance or awakened AI governance, awakened AI, I'm not talking about something mystical. I'm talking about keeping humanity, human values, human first consideration at the center. It's remembering that everything that makes us human needs to be the center of every governance around AI and ethics around AI, implementations, planning, strategies, deployment, applicability. Everything should be governed through human first perspectives. What we have learned, what we have lost, what we have dreamed of, and what we have feared as a civilization, and the future of this civilization. It's asking, what do people truly need? Not just now. No. But at the deepest level of their dignity and future. Soul in governance means policies are not just checklists. They're not reading from a paper and giving a talk from a conference and telling how we are moving ahead. No, it's not about that. But living commitments to protect the human being behind the data, the facts, the plannings. And if we sideline this principle, if we treat soul as a soft add-on, the very technologies we built will harm us only. We will become the ultimate victims, prey for them. Not because they malfunction or they will start doing things from themselves, which is highly expected. Yes, things are going to that. I mean, no, we don't know when things will start going south. And I'm not saying because they will start malfunctioning, but because they will operate perfectly in the wrong direction if we don't get this thing correct in our inner curriculum, in our inner design, making it the priority, not the other way around. And if we have to see some quiet signals of collapse, so I would say collapse rarely start with an explosion. Those days are, you know, a part of movie thing or something like that. But in reality, not every collapse starts with an explosion. We often, or we can say more often, we see these things and the collapses, the explosions, it starts with silence. You are doing, you are living your life, and you never know what's passed beneath your legs, what shakes the ground, what is happening silently, what is coming to us, what is about to happen, about millions of things that we were not even ready to understand or preparing or prepared to have any idea about them. It's when deep fakes is spread unchecked, when truth becomes fluid, when citizens calls that they need help but they don't know what help they need, when citizens can't tell what's real or artificial, and no one in charge steps in, because governance without soul doesn't ask who will be harmed, it asks how fast can we shift this. We need to sit at the top of doing this, implementing this, you know, whatever it takes. And the funny part is, people, you know, like, people chase these things like wow, because they have their own self-interest to stick around like bees, never thinking, never questioning anything what's on the other side. That's the sign of, biggest sign of collapse, and a sign of, I mean, significantly unawakened society. We stop questioning, we stop thinking, we stop exercising the very abilities that makes us human. You see it in the digital sector, where content is optimized for engagement, doesn't bother about any truth, any originality. You see it in education, where speed replaces depth. Nobody knows where we are heading, what future we are building, what courses, what careers we are building, what education it needs, what kind of development required, how we can adapt, because if they will adapt, system is already collapsing. It will collapse in a moment, because they start acting like courageous and awakened. I mean, it will bring a tower moment in their lives. But that need courage, that need a will, that need a vision, that need an awakening. And we accept it, all of this, because the system still, the systems are still working somehow, some way. And until it doesn't collapse completely and we left us with no choice, why it bothers us? Why the hell we get bothered by that? By the time we notice that soul is gone, it's already too late. What I call human-centered AI governance, in practicality, how it feels like in practice. So when I say awakened human-centered AI governance, as it has no universal checklist for this, not a fixed one. It has a good one, but not a fixed one. Because I think governance with soul is not a framework. It's a practice of embodying. It starts with asking the hard questions, always. And I have realized, and I tell people during events and every time, whenever someone asks me, I say most of the time, keep yourself away from people, those who try to motivate you, those who try to say just good things to you. They are never your well-wishers. And that industry is gone, diminishing. But day by day, that will also, that industry will shut down. Motivation industry is the industry that you don't need anymore, I would say, unfortunately. You need an awakening. Awakening is your new journey, where you are not afraid of, maybe afraid or not, but you need to be prepared for truth. It's better to hear important things rather than fancy things, because that's what makes us human, who care about each other. It's the sense of responsibility and care we have for each other that makes us human. Motivation is something that is like a soda bottle. A speech is given, you heard, you clapped, and you go back to your home. One day you acted like you are the only truth, and the next day you're falling like never before. So what is needed? We need mirrors, we need true reflections of our existence. We need awakening. We need to awaken the leader that we have. We need to understand we are the finest creation for a reason, and we have to awaken that ability. And it starts with asking the hard question I already said. Why is this system being deployed? Who does it actually serve? What human values does it protect or erode? It's about reversibility also. Can we pause or shut it down when harm appears? Do we have that courage, the guts, that strategy, that planning on place? It's about execution. Our decision being paused for reflection or pushed forward for competition? And here's the most important truth, I would say. Ethics is not a technical responsibility. No, don't put everything into technicalities. It's not about job of compliance teams or risk officers alone. It starts at the top. Ministers, CEOs, founders, decision makers. You set the tone, you carry the soul of the system. If leadership disowns that role, no framework will save. No framework will save it. What gives me hope and what gives me the purpose is the rhythm of staying human. If I truly say what is going to be the future of this civilization, I would say it's not the technology. I would also not consider anything else, but instead how we can become and stay more human. That's the future. Humanness is the future now, because you can't compete machine. You can't outrun them. You can't beat them in any sense. And what is about to come is going to definitely, it's not a very easy thing that we are about to see from now onwards with each passing month or week. So human, being more humane, humanness is the future, because it is what we are, and that is the only thing we have forgotten. Only thing, whatever we have forgotten is going to be the future. Mark my words. Whatever we have forgotten as being human is going to be the future. If you are on that train, if you are on that plane, if you are on that trip, on that journey, on that route, you are going to make it better than most. And if you are derailed out of that, you are chasing the direction otherwise. I have no such thing to say about that. That time will tell. So when I say awakened governance is not a one-time policy, I would say it's a rhythm, a breath, like we can imagine it like our breath. It means making space regularly for honest, no title, no pretense conversations inside leadership rooms, not about KPIs, not about investor pressure, but about how it feels to be building what you are building. Yes, listen it again. How it feels to be building what you are building. Would you want to live inside a system you have just approved 50 years from now? Would you want your children to? These generations are not spiritual retreats. And these gatherings are not spiritual retreats. They are survival rituals. Without them, governance becomes mechanical. And mechanical governance collapses under its own blindness. Every single goddamn time. I would say the metrics that really matters, if we want to measure alignment, we can't just track speed and scale. That's not the only parameter. We need to track reversibility, speed, how fast we can halt a harmful system if it goes south. We need to track false certainty, how I mean, how often we overtrust a confident system that's wrong. We need to measure perception gaps. What leadership thinks a system is doing versus what it's actually doing. And all that needs to be done timely and regularly. And then we don't just file those metrics away. We act on them immediately. The choice is now in front of us, all of us. And this isn't innovation versus ethics at all. It's presence versus performance. If we lead with soul, the system will carry it, definitely. If we don't, they won't, undoubtedly. An awakened AI governance that I call is never about slowing down. It's about synchronizing with the right pace, moving with the right energies, right alignments. It's about waking up. Because this might be the last moment in history when leadership can still choose to remain human, I'm telling you. And if this reflection states something in you, good, not anything but good and real, that's the point. That's the only point I want to convey. Because the more human we remain in our decisions today, the more human our future will be. Technology is a beautiful blessing. That's the most amazing thing that can happen to humans. But not at the cost of forgetting what makes us human. And that, for me, at least for me, and I hope for you all and for the whole humanity, this planet Earth, is the only measure that truly matters.
Isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.